yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing the tools for your body, minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You can also get my book at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at iTunes. You can get it at Amazon. But when you get it at growyoungeragain.com, you will get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. This year, 750,000 people will die of heart disease. An additional 550,000 will die of cancer. An astounding 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One-third of Americans' adults have hypertension. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. In 1950, there were less than 1 million Americans diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Last year, there were 350 million patient visits to physicians, but 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. You see, more people saw alternative medical practitioners than they did physicians. And that's because physicians put band-aids on patients. We do not find the cause of the problem, and we do not treat the underlying problem. We treat symptoms. You have a cough, we give you a cough medication. You have a headache, we give you a headache medication. You have diarrhea, we give you something to stop diarrhea. We do not look at what caused the problem and take care of the problem. So if you have diabetes in your 15, or high blood pressure in your 18, or hypothyroidism in your 20, or depression when you're 25, you're going to be on medicine for the rest of your life. We're not going to try to even find the cause of it. We're just going to put you on medicine. And we do it because that's how drug companies make money, and that's how insurance companies make money. Because if you have a medical problem, you are sure to get insurance coverage. What do insurance companies and drug companies want? They want patients and they want people buying drugs. That's how they make money. Healthy people do not get insurance policies, and healthy people do not buy drugs. So when you're wondering why doctors do what they do, it's because we are under the thumb of the insurance industry, and we're on the thumbs of the drug companies. They're the ones who call all the shots. Now, today we're going to be talking about the tools for your body, which is vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. You know, guys, I want you to understand something. Without tools, you cannot make anything. All right? You know, the chair that you're sitting on right now, the table in front of you right now, those need the tools to make. If you don't have tools, you cannot make anything. In your body, vitamins, minerals, and enzymes are the tools for your body, because your body needs those to make anything in your body. Let me give you a simple example. To make a thyroid hormone, your body needs iodine, zinc, magnesium, and selenium. Those are all minerals. They also need vitamin B2 and B6, which are B vitamins. All right. Without those things, you cannot make a thyroid hormone. Next, when you make thyroid hormones, your body makes something called T3, which is an active thyroid, and T4, which is an inactive thyroid. T3 is thyroid with 3-iodine. That's active. Only 7% of the thyroid hormone made is T3, active. 93% of it is T4, inactive. T4 because it's thyroid with 4 iodines on it. Now, your body uses the T3 first, and then when the body runs out of T3, the active thyroid, the body has to convert the T4 inactive into the active. And to do that, an enzyme has to come and take one of the iodine off to make the T4 a T3. So therefore, you need enzymes, minerals, and vitamins to make things in your body. Nothing happens in your body without those things. Now, I want to ask you all a question. If those are the tools for your bodies, why is it that you never got a minerals test? Why is it that no one ever tests your enzymes? Why is it that no one ever tests your vitamins? Why is that? It's your tools for your body, right? How do any doctor know whether you're low in any of those things? You know, if you're low in iodine, could you make a thyroid hormone? If you're low in calcium and magnesium and phosphorus, could you make a bone cell? No, they need those things. If you're low in vitamin B6, you can't make a thyroid hormone. If your vitamin D is low, guess what? You have a problem with your bones and your muscles. You can't fight cancer. But yet, no one checks those things out, and no one tells you that you need to. As a matter of fact, if you went to your doctor and you said, Doc, can you recommend some minerals and vitamins for me to take? You know what he's telling you? Oh, take one a day. Or take one of those over-the-counter multivitamins. Why is that? You know, I want you to understand something. What is the thing that we all are concerned about? Lawsuits, right? Now, if you can get a multivitamin off the shelf, do you think there's anything in it? Well, let me give you an example. Let's say that this multivitamin had potassium in it. And let's say that your potassium was already almost high, up to upper limits of normal. And then you take this multivitamin that has potassium in it, and now your level is too high. And because it's so high, you start getting irregular heartbeat, your heart rates increase, and then you have what you call irregular heart rhythm, and you die. All right? Do you think that the multivitamin company might get sued? Yes, they might, wouldn't they? You see, the company that makes the multivitamins, they're very cognizant of these things. And so they make darn sure that they don't put too much of anything in those multivitamins you get over the shelf. So when you think that you're getting all the minerals and vitamins that you need, and you're taking the multivitamins, no, you're not. All right? You're not. You have no clue what you're getting. Because like I always say, if you want to know where you're going, if you want to know how to get to where you want to go, you need to know where you are. Well, if you've never had your minerals or your vitamins or your enzymes checked, how do you possibly know what you need? You don't. And you know why you don't get those tests? Because those tests will tell you to take minerals and vitamins and enzymes. Those are natural. They cannot be patented. And therefore, drug companies cannot make too much money from those things. That's why we don't test it. See, doctors only test what they need to test. And they only test if there's a reason to test. See, the drug company hasn't gone to the doctor's office and say, hey, you need to prescribe this, and this is the test you need to run to see where your levels are. You see, when they go to your office and say that you need to prescribe this insulin or this high blood pressure medicine or whatever it is, they make darn sure that you run the tests before they give it to you, so you know where they are. See, that's what the drug companies do. They make you check your levels before they do it. You check your cholesterol level, and it says it's high, and they give you the cholesterol lowering drug. But guess what? If no doctor ever checked your cholesterol level, could we be prescribing cholesterol medicines to you? No. See, that's the point I'm trying to make. So if no one ever checks your minerals and your vitamins and the enzyme levels, no one's going to prescribe it to you because no one knows where it is. So that's the key on that thing. So let's just quickly talk about minerals and vitamins and enzyme. Well, first, let's talk about enzymes first. All right? Now, I want you to understand something. Your body has an enzyme to break down each and everything you eat. So that means that if you eat broccoli, there's a particular enzyme just to break down broccoli. If you eat cauliflower, there's a particular enzyme just to break down cauliflower. If you eat starches, there's an enzyme just to break down starches. As a matter of fact, the saliva in your mouth has an enzyme which breaks down starches. So when you eat a cookie or a piece of cake or you eat a candy, you don't need to swallow it because your saliva has the enzyme to break it all down into its component part, which is sugar. And your body absorbs it into your body in your mouth. In your stomach, the acid is the enzyme that breaks down proteins. In your duodenum, there's an enzyme, lipase, that breaks down fats. So your body has an enzyme to break down each and everything that you eat. Now, how does your body know? Well, when your ancestors first ate the first tomato, it made them sick because they didn't have an enzyme to break down tomato. But over time, as the body kept seeing tomatoes, it found an enzyme to break it down. And so the first time your ancestors ate a particular food, they got sick. And then over time, your ancestors got enzymes to break those things down. And then every time from generation to generation, those enzymes are passed down through your chromosomes. And so now you have thousands of enzymes floating in your body just waiting for the right nutritional supplement to come in or food to come in to break it down. So if you take estrogen or testosterone, whatever it is, there are enzymes there to break them down when they're no longer needed. So enzymes are very, very powerful. The enzyme in your liver. Your liver is your organ of detoxification. And most of the things you eat go to your liver where they are broken down by the liver. And the liver makes things. Your liver in your body is what I call Home Depot. It's H-E-B. That's what makes everything in your body. And that's what detoxifies everything. So it all goes there and they put it together and they take things apart. That's what it does. All right. So enzymes is very powerful. Your body makes them to do the work. You know, you buy a new Cadillac. All right. There's a particular tool in the box just for that to change the tire on that particular Cadillac. That is the tool for it. You go to another car, it's a different tool. Well, the same thing in your body. Your body has a particular tool for each thing that you eat. And that's how enzymes work in your body. All right. You're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Will Set You Free. Our call-in number is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call my office at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. Well, let's talk about minerals now, because I know that's something that we don't hear too much about, but minerals are essential for your body. A mineral is a naturally occurring substance that is solid and stable at room temperature. It is represented by a chemical formula and has an ordered atomic structure. It's on the periodic table. It is different from a rock, which can be an aggregate of minerals or non-minerals, and does not have a specific chemical composition. A rock does not have a specific chemical composition. Our bodies cannot make minerals. The amount of minerals required in is based on your diet, mineral content of the soil in which the food is grown, medications, health, age, and the interactions of the minerals with other substances. There are two types of minerals, macro, of which we need large quantities, and micro, of which we need just trace amounts. Macro minerals are calcium, chloride, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and sodium. Those are the minerals that we need a lot of. They are needed in portions greater than 200 milligrams per day. The microminerals are things like arsenic, boron, chromium, cobalt, copper, fluoride, iodine, iron, manganese, molybdenum, nickel, selenium, silicone, tin, vanadium, and zinc. You only need trace amounts, less than 200 milligrams per day. Organic, those are minerals that come from a living source, either an animal or a plant. So organic minerals come from a mineral source that has been alive, either animal or plant. They are much more readily absorbed in the body than inorganic minerals. Inorganic means it comes from a non-living source, right? Minerals, and they are very poorly absorbed into the body. It is very important to find out whether the minerals that you're taking are organic or inorganic, because if you go to the store and you buy some minerals, and it says that it's organic, it doesn't need to have a lot of organic in it for it to be considered organic. So if only 1% of it is organic and 99% of it is inorganic, that passes as being organic. So you have to be very careful. Well, why is that important? It's important because when you take minerals which are from an organic source, they are already ready to be absorbed into your body. When it's inorganic, they go right through your body and it's not absorbed. All right. So therefore, it's not going to help your body's mineral count if it's inorganic. Now, why do companies make inorganic as opposed to organic? Because inorganic minerals is cheap. It comes from dirt, from soil. Organic is more expensive. It comes from plants and it comes from animals. So the reason why is because companies want to make money, and it's cheaper to get inorganic minerals than organic minerals. Now, we talked about the thyroid. What other things are needed, organic minerals are needed for? Well, to make bone, you need calcium and magnesium and phosphorus to make bone. All right. So your body, zinc is required in over 300 reactions in your body. Over 300. Magnesium is required in 400 chemical reactions in your body. Yes, I know there are thousands of chemical reactions going on all the time, but over 400 reactions require magnesium. So is magnesium very important? Is zinc very important? Yes, they are in your body. Well, next we're going to talk about vitamins. Now, a vitamin is an organic compound required by an organism as a vital nutrient. So vitamins are required and they are vital to our bodies. You know, vitamins have diverse biochemical functions. Some have hormone-like functions as regulators of mineral metabolism, such as vitamin D, or regulators of cell and tissue growth and differentiation, such as vitamin A. Vitamins are divided into two categories, fat-soluble and water-soluble. All right. Fat-soluble vitamins are stored in fat cells. Those are vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Those are fat-soluble vitamins. Water-soluble vitamins are vitamin B and C. Because they're water-soluble, they are eliminated from the body the same day they are consumed. So therefore, you need to have vitamin B and vitamin C on a daily basis. The type of vitamins we consume makes a big difference. Organic from a living source, plant or animal vitamins and minerals are readily absorbed. Inorganic is very poorly absorbed. Most synthetic vitamins and minerals are from inorganic source and therefore poorly absorbed. Well, let's just touch base on a few of these vitamins. Vitamin D is a group of fat-soluble vitamins responsible for enhancing the intestinal absorption of calcium and phosphorus. In humans, the most important components of this group is vitamin D3 and vitamin D2. Calciferol, which is vitamin D3, and ergocalciferol, which is vitamin D2, can be ingested from the diet and from supplements. The body also can synthesize vitamin D in the skin. Cholesterol is required to help the body convert the sunlight into vitamin D. Benefits of vitamin D: reduces blood pressure and congestive heart failure, reduces risk of infection, increases insulin sensitivity, reduces circulating cytokines, strengthens bones, decreases depression, reduces dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and strokes. Reduces the risk of autoimmune disease. Decreases the risk of MS and cancer. Reduces the risk of influenza. Vitamin A is found in three main forms: retinol, vitamin A1, vitamin A2, and vitamin A3. Vitamin A is found is a group of nutritionally unsaturated hydrocarbons. The carotenoids, beta, alpha, and gamma, is also part of the A vitamin group. The benefits of vitamin A is reduce the risk of cancer, required for vision and healthy mucous membranes, strengthens bone development, important for growth and structure of the skin, vitamin A, needed to detoxify PCBs and dioxins, helps the immune function. That's what vitamin A does. Since we run out of time, we're going to go through these a little bit faster. Vitamin E, found in almonds, in many oils, including wheat germ, sunflower, corn, and soybean oils. The benefits of tocopherols, which is vitamin E in the body, helps prevent Alzheimer's disease, lung, esophageal, and colorectal cancer, acts like estrogen and relieves hot flashes, decreases atropic vaginitis or dryness of the vaginal area, helps ovarian function, inhibits platelet adhesion so you don't clot easily, improves the action of insulin and helps your immune system. On your body, it decreases inflammation, lowers cholesterol, decreases risk of cancer, decreases plaque buildup. Vitamin K is fat soluble. Benefits of vitamin K on your body: it enhances new bone growth, is required in the synthesis of osteocalcin, which helps you in bone building, improves clot formation, decreases calcium loss, helps bony mineralization. Water-soluble B and C vitamins, benefits of, now first of all, B vitamins, there's a whole bunch of B vitamins and vitamin C. First, I'm just going to talk about vitamin C, and then if I have some time, I'll come back to the B vitamins. But I just want you to understand that B vitamins are essential for energy production and for nerve functions. It's important for the metabolism of thyroid hormones. Vitamin C can be found in high abundance in many fruits and vegetables. Benefits of vitamin C is numerous. Helps with wound healing and synthesis of collagen. Assists the immune function by increasing white blood cells. Decreases adrenal steroids. Decreases gum disease and stomach cancer. Decreases the risk of heart disease. Is a powerful antioxidant. Helps regenerate vitamin E, glutathione. Increases fertility, HDL cholesterol. Prevents free radical damage. Decreases lung disease, bruising, and damage due to glycation. Helps mitochondrial function. Those are some of the benefits of vitamin C. Vitamin B, I don't have time to go vitamin B, but there's so many functional vitamin D that you really need to make sure that that's optimal. Again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Grow younger, the truth shall set you free. My call-in number is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Only you'll get it, get a copy that's autographed at growyoungeragain.com. For further information, call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.field29.com, field29.com. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Have a great evening. Thanks.